Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, if you were honest, wouldn't you admit that perhaps when something comes to your house addressed to you, your own name, and then underneath it says, or current resident, but that's kind of a put off. I don't know, maybe that's just me. And I understand it's for the purpose of, if it's a catalog or whatever, then the person who is now in that house may be interested in it. It's good business. But none of us want to be considered or current resident. We want to feel like that we're known as individuals. Well, that is irrational if you apply it to large companies. But it's not irrational when you apply it to your relationship with God. Where on the one hand, we know that the gospel is applicable to whomsoever will. In other words, whoever comes is received. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. But he doesn't look at us all as one big lump or one big group. He knows us individually. He knows who you are. You're not just part of an amorphous blob. He knows you. You came out of his spirit. And I want to give you some scriptures about that today. If you're perhaps feeling a little alienated or isolated, and that does happen to us from time to time, and even when we're dealing with the Lord, we wonder, how could he know about me? I want you to know that he does. I want to begin with Judges chapter 13, verse 2. Now there was a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Indeed, now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, and not to eat anything unclean." Now listen to this. "For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Now we know that this ended up being Samson. He was a Nazarite from the womb. And there are many other instances, and I'll get to some, where people were called from the womb. God knew you before you were conceived. He knew you in the womb. He knew you as you were being born. Psalm 22:9, the psalmist says, "But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." So here he is aware that God has been with him from the womb. And he's saying, "Now I know you're not going to depart from me now." It's a cry out. He knows, God knows who he is. Oh, you can know that today. Psalm 139:13. "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." I want to read that again. "Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." In the Amplified, that reads, "For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful, and for the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret, and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered with various colors in the depths of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book all the days of my life were written before ever they took shape, when as yet there were none of them." God has known us before we were even conceived. All of our days were already written in His book. He knows you. He knows who you are, and He is there for you as a person, as an individual. Isaiah 46:3, the Lord is speaking through the prophet. He says, "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age I am He, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." And this isn't just for the house of Jacob and for Israel. It's for the individuals that make up the house of Jacob and Israel, and the individuals that make up His kingdom, the individuals who have called upon Him by name. Jeremiah 1:5, the Lord says to this prophet, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb. Not only does He form you in the womb, His Spirit has been put there to see that you are formed correctly or according to His plan. He knew you before that. He knows you. You are not alone. You are not just one of many. You are not just a whosoever. You put your name in there. You are special, known of God. Mark 10:17 is a very touching passage. Let me read it to you. "Now as He was going out on the road," speaking of Jesus, "one came running, knelt before Him, and asked Him, 'Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' So Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother.' And He answered and said to him, 'Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth.' Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, 'One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me.' But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." And as a side note, it's not the point I'm making in this lesson, but it wasn't because he was rich. It was because those riches came between him and the call that they were a problem. But I want you to look at where it says in verse 21, that Jesus, looking at him, loved him. He looked at him as an individual. He loved him as an individual. He loved him where he was, even knowing that he was going to reject a call to take up his cross. John 1:45, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, this is when the disciples were being formed and chosen and brought together, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit." Oh, wouldn't you love that said about you? He has not met Nathanael yet, but he already knows who he is. Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus knew who Nathanael was before Philip brought him. Jesus knew him when he was under the fig tree. Now, what was he doing under the fig tree? We don't know. Jesus knew him before he was born, and he knows you today. Unless you realize that you are known as an individual by Jesus Christ, it can make you fall into a couple of directions of error. On the one hand, if we feel that God doesn't know us as an individual, we can feel that He doesn't care for us, and we don't feel free to bring things to Him. We don't have the faith. We don't have the trust that we need to have. And so we lack, and we fall short of what was prepared for us. On the other hand, if we think that God doesn't know us as an individual, we can live sloppily, thinking, what does it really matter? And God himself said, am I a God near at hand, not a God afar off? In other words, he was saying in that, can I only be in one place at one time? God is everywhere. He is in us. He sees us. He knows us individually. Oh, won't you come to him today just in that way, knowing that you are special to him, you are an individual to him, and he will deal with you that way? Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that although there are so many that have called out to you that we can't even count the number, yet you know us individually. You know us before we were born. You know us before we were formed. Our days were already written in your book. Oh Lord, knowing this, we do know that we can trust you because you know all things concerning us. And also, Lord, we know that knowing all things concerning us, you love us and you reach out to us as individuals. You know our name. You know who we are. Lord, we want to know you in that personal way. We want to come to you in that personal way. Oh, Lord, lead us to a deeper understanding and knowledge of you. Thank you that you care for us as individuals. Thank you that you've called us as individuals. Thank you that you died, sacrificed yourself for us as individuals. And Lord, I thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake as individuals, so that only your word can be manifest in and through me and anyone that calls upon your name. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, with the Lord, with Jesus Christ, you're not just a number. You're his very own. And he cares for you. I'm praying for you. Սուրբ եւս հրաշալի եւս հաղթող ազդերությունդ քո օրհնենք եւ բարավորենք, եւ քեզ ընդեկնային զոր սնմատուցանենք զորություն եւս հաս ընդհոր եւ ընդհոգույն սրբով այժմ եւ միշտ եւ հավիտյանց հավիտենից, ամեն։